Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived. This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Is here, a Clinton supporter, senior political commentator, Scotty Neal Hughes, a Trump supporter and political commentator, Anna Navarro. Panel, thank you very much. I want you to listen again to Donald Trump speaking to NBC's Billy Bush. This is 2005.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I could do anything.
So, Gloria, you have that, and then you have the story by Nicholas Kristof, which you just heard. What's your reaction?
And so much more, Don. Well, my reaction is that Donald Trump presents a real and present danger, both to the image and to the status and also to the condition and to the rights of women. This is not just about vulgar behavior. This is about harmful behavior. Don, if we're talking about sexual harassment at the workplace, the courts would talk about, is this severe or is it pervasive? Well, this is both severe and pervasive. And as was pointed out earlier, this is part of a pattern of conduct. We're talking about people on The Apprentices, complaining that they allege that Mr. Trump was talking about their breast size. We're talking about Rancho Palos Verdes, the Trump golf course here in Southern California, where employees alleged that they were not permitted perhaps to serve food in the restaurant because they weren't attractive enough. They were in fear of being retaliated against. This is very serious behavior. And anyone who decides to vote for Trump is condoning it.
Okay.
And anyone who tries to justify it or excuse it or explain it away is making more of a statement about themselves than they are even about Donald Trump.
Okay, well, let's ask, because Scotty, you're a supporter, and Scotty, you know, I know that you're in a tough position tonight on these shows to have to come on, and I don't know if you necessarily defend these remarks, but you do support him as a candidate. So why?
Well, I don't defend these remarks, and I think all of the actions that are being alleged right now are horrible, and they're evil, and they should not be happening in the workplace or anywhere personally or professionally. But I would have a lot more credibility with these, Dawn, if they were brought out months ago instead of 32, 33 days before the election. This just shows how this is politically motivated. These information, all of these stories, everything, they didn't happen yesterday. They didn't happen last week. These are stories that just have been, that have been around, and just magically they're being used right now. I would put a lot more credibility in these women if they really were hurt, if they really were assaulted, if they really were as damaged by Donald Trump as they said, if they would have gone to this prior, months ago, weeks ago. And right now, at this stage in the game, the Republican Party...
Some of these things were filed before, and they just, you know, now...
And they're just magically coming out.
So
I mean, this story right now has been out.
What about specifically to the audio tape and the video of him on Access Hollywood?
Well, this is a video that Access Hollywood, for them just to think that, you know, for us to just believe they've had this for 11 years and magically on Monday they came across it, I find that very hard to believe. I think this just shows the working between some media parts and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I think your prior guest, your prior segment was right when they said, this is all about disenfranchising. That shows just how scared the Hillary Clinton camp is right now about people, the turnout that's going to come out on Election Day.
So it's
Donald
the timing
Trump
for you. It's not, it's not the actual, it's not, it's the actions or the alleged actions. It's the timing for you.
Well, like I said, I would put more credibility. And even in the story, as you pointed out, this woman was supposedly sexually harassed, was actually thrown down, whatever the story that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. Horrible, deplorable things. However, she had dated him afterwards for whatever reason, whatever excuse she gives.
Don,
why were these stuff not coming out months ago? And Republicans right now, I can't answer that.
Okay, let me just say
quickly,
this.
Ahead,
I challenge Donald Trump to release all of his employees from their non-disclosure clauses, which many of them have been required to sign. And you will see an avalanche, a tsunami of women who were coming out with similar experiences that they will allege about having been the victims of Donald Trump. But, and so I challenge you to do that. And by the way, there's no right time. There is no wrong time. It's always the right time to come out and speak the truth. If the women are speaking the truth, let them do it. And I think that Donald Trump should promise not to retaliate against them if
but,
they do.
But Gloria, isn't there a reason why we have something called a statute of limitations? Isn't there a reason why there is a timing on this? And you cannot negate the fact that here we are 30 days out from a very important presidential election, that these stories are every day coming out. And you have to start doubting the credibility of some. Some might be true. But like I said, I would have had a lot more sympathy for them if this was not such a political move 30-something days before the election.
Anna.
Scotty, there is no statute of limitations on the truth.
On stories, though.
There's no statute of limitations.
Then why did they take him
stories
to court?
You know
why did
what?
They take
because
him to court?
A woman can suffer and not either have the ability to take them to court or be in fear of somebody who's rich and powerful and famous and, as Donald Trump characterizes himself, as a star. And what about not only our daughters who are listening to this, what about our sons? What kind of role model is this? Are our sons going to think that somehow it's okay to call women by the P word, by the T word, by the B word, by every other word that he uses to denigrate women?
And
here he
that's
is.
That's not, okay, Gloria, but Scotty, hold on. That's not an allegation. We actually heard those words on tape. But I have to give Anna a chance. She's been sitting patiently.
Right,
Anna, I know
down.
That you were on it. I don't know if you want to talk about what's your reaction when you first heard them, or do you want to respond to what they were just saying now?
I don't want to respond to what they're talking about because I think a discussion, an argument about the timing is frankly irrelevant. And I think that these women deserve more dignity than this. It is like with the Bill Cosby case. Who cares what the timing of the allegations are? What matters is that it happened. Right now, what I want to focus on is what the Republican Party is going to do. And I want to tell you, look, I'm so happy that Paul Ryan did the right thing and canceled that event with Donald Trump tomorrow. But I would say to my friend Paul, who I know is a good son, a good husband, a good father, a decent man who cares deeply about women, who is a respectful man, If you can't stand on a stage next to this man, how can you support him? If you are sickened by his words, how can you support him? And I think that is the question that every Republican who is condemning the words needs to ask themselves today. It is not enough to condemn his words. It is absolutely necessary to withdraw support. It is necessary to tell Donald Trump, Donald, you are fired. We cannot run the risk that a misogynist, that a sexist, that a man who is boasting about sexual predatory behavior be president of the United States. Yeah. He is not fit to represent Republican values. He is not fit to represent American values. And this is way too serious for us not to take action and take action tonight. I'm reading all these condemnations by Ted Cruz and by others. Folks, stop pontificating. Stop talking about what the right thing is and do the right thing. Look at your conscience. Look at your daughters today as they sleep. Look at your wives. Talk to them and ask yourselves, how do I explain this to these children?
Anna, Scotty, and Gloria, I have to take a break. We'll continue with the same panel right after this. We'll be right back. All right, we're back now with our breaking news. Our panel is here, and I have to say that Donald Trump, we're getting news now, has made a statement on videotape. We're going to bring that to you in moments as soon as we get it. Again, Donald Trump making a statement on videotape about these controversial comments that he made back in 2005 to Access Hollywood, and we'll bring that to you. So stand by in just moments. Back to my panel now. Scotty, I have to ask you this. This is his Donald Trump's response. He says, this was a locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course, not even close. I apologize if anyone was offended. So I've heard you and him and others say, you know, Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton is not running for president. Bill Clinton paid a heavy price for what he did. He has been impeached. There's no excuse for what Bill Clinton did. And if he doesn't like Bill Clinton, why is he playing golf with Bill Clinton? Why even bring Bill Clinton into the conversation? What does that have to do with the price of tea?
Well, let me say this. I'm very glad that Donald Trump did release a video statement. Can't wait to see it. Glad he did that way instead of maybe releasing Twitter tweets at 3 a.m. I'm very excited to see what this video actually has to show. But the reason why he brought up Bill Clinton is there were 17 allegations of sexual misconduct towards women that Hillary went on to basically defame. She did everything she could to hurt them, to ruin their reputation, to demonize them amongst their circles.
But he didn't say that. He said Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course. What does that have to do with anything?
And unfortunately, a lot of men have. That's a lot of talking for a lot. I think it's very hypocritical.
A lot of men are not running for president. Bill Clinton.
Well, I understand that. And this was from 11 years ago, too, when he was a celebrity, when he was not running for president. This just shows that he did not want to run. But, you know, the key about all this is, yes, Donald Trump may be vulgar, but Hillary Clinton is a two-faced liar. And it's because of the women like myself, my daughters, my sons, the men and women in my family is the reason why I know she can't be in the White House and why Republicans are not doing any service right now by taking Donald Trump out. It would just give to what Hillary Clinton wants. This just shows how scared she is that Donald Trump is actually possibly going to pose more of a threat. And what she wants is Donald Trump to jump out because then guaranteed win for her.
Yeah. We are awaiting that video statement from Donald Trump. We're going to bring it to you as soon as we get it. I want to thank my panel. Everyone stand by. We'll be right back.
All right. You've been listening to the George Waddle Jr. Show. Hi, everybody. I just had to get that clip in there because more and more of Donald Trump's allegations, if you want to call them allegations. A lot of this stuff is not allegations because it's straight on tape. You can hear it. Donald Trump demeaning and crucifying Donald Trump. You know, and I agree with the New York Times. I think Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump is threatening to sue the New York Times if they don't retract that story. The latest one is many, but the latest one on these two women who came out from years ago, maybe 3 decades ago, 20, 30 years ago, and women are still coming out. And the New York Times did a story on him and brought these accusers along, just like he brought along Bill Clinton's accusers to the second debate. Now accusers are coming out against him in droves, and he's threatened to sue the paper. And the paper is saying, we welcome your suit. Bring it on. And I think just like he threatened to sue over the paper releasing his taxes. He never sued for releasing his 1995 taxes. He's threatened to sue, and that suit didn't go anywhere. Now he's threatened to sue over these the New York Times bringing along these accusers that are accusing him of assaulting, sexual assaulting women. And he has admitted so much in some of these tapes, but now he wants to sue them for this. And my thinking is, he's not going to sue anybody. He's not going to sue anybody for anything that they bring forth against him. That's just talk. You know why? You know why I think he's not going to sue anybody? Because if he takes this stuff to court, he's going to lose. Because there's overwhelming evidence of him assaulting women, of him saying nasty things, groping women, kissing women without their consent. Hands all over. It's too much evidence out there. He will lose. So he's not going to take this to court because it will go against him. There's too much evidence out there of him doing these things. And he's going to try to defend himself against this, even in a civil suit or a criminal suit. Donald Trump will lose. So that's why, that's one of the reasons why he did not sue the paper for the release of his 1995 income taxes. When they leaked, he threatened to sue, but he know Donald Trump has not released his 2016 taxes, his 2015 taxes, or any taxes, current taxes at all. And he's steadfast on not releasing his taxes. But in 1995, he released them, and it was found out that he had lost almost $1 billion. He almost lost $1 billion, and it was discovered that he didn't pay taxes for almost 20 years. So, you know, he's not going to sue, because if he takes this stuff into court and there's a trial, he's going to have to they're going to want him to release his taxes. So he didn't do it because he would have to release his taxes. It would be, the judge would order him to release his taxes. It would be a criteria for him to release his taxes. So he didn't sue for the release of his taxes because he know that everything would be exposed. He's not going to sue these women or the newspaper because he knows more of him will be exposed. So he's just threatening to sue. Suing is not the best option for him anyway, because he's got two or three court dates coming up as I speak. Donald Trump is in total hot water here. His campaign is burning to the ground. There is no doubt about it. His campaign is burning to the ground. He is a sickening individual. A lot of people are saying that this guy is unhinged at his rallies. He keeps his supporters. I don't know. These people are totally deplorable. They're going to stick with this guy even if he shot the Pope. They will still stick with Donald Trump. They are just as deplorable as Donald Trump is. There's no doubt about that. This guy is just unhinged. He's unfit for the presidency. And I am not a hateful guy. I'm not racist, but I see and hear what I see and hear, just like many of you do. Guy is just awful. And a lot of people call the show, a lot of people on some of these social websites that I'm on, they disagree with me. That's fine. I don't know why. And what's the irony of this all? Majority of women who Donald Trump has abused just about most of his life, and it's on record, they are backing him. A lot of these women are backing him. Most of these women are. I mean, he doesn't have many women, of course. And most women are going to be voting against him. I mean, level-headed women are going to be voting against him. But you got women out there who hate Hillary for whatever reasons, and they're going to back Trump regardless of what they're going to back this guy, you know. And so you got And they don't care. They don't care about facts. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about what's looking them dead in the face and telling them that actually this man is not fit to be president of the United States. How in the hell did he get this far? He got this far because of the Republicans in Congress. That's how he got this far. So Donald Trump is the making of the Republicans in Congress because these guys are too weak. They're too cowardly. And backing him, I think a lot of them are afraid of Donald Trump. Like I said yesterday, I think they're afraid of him. That's because they're supporting him. And the ones who said they were not going to support him has the ones that has once distanced themselves away from Donald Trump. They're coming back to Donald Trump. They're saying, well, he's a Republican nominee, so we have to back him. We can't defend his remarks. We don't like some of the things he says. It's despicable. He's a despicable person, but we're going to vote for him anyway. We're going to back him anyway. That's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous. Michelle Obama had a speech slamming Donald Trump. Who doesn't slam Donald Trump? Everybody who is anybody is slamming Donald Trump, and he, in my opinion, deservingly so. But you got his supporters. I've seen some of these people, and I don't like talking about people because my job is about making the world a better place. But some of Donald Trump's supporters are just plain old idiots. I mean, they're uneducated. They look like they're drunks and wine heads and just crazy people, mean, vicious, hateful people. I've seen it. You know, I did a research on the people who come to his rallies. You know, there is practically no African Americans at his rallies. I think if there were, they'd be ran out of there because of the hate and the racism that surrounds Donald Trump, and the hate and the racism that he ignites and incites. Every time he opens his mouth, every time he opens his mouth, he incites violence. They're saying now he's going beyond what he has said to his reporters about jailing Hillary Clinton. I mean, if you go beyond saying to jail Hillary Clinton, what is beyond? Is that death or something? Or you you want her killed? Remember, Donald Trump has incited this kind of violence before against Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is a dangerous guy. He's saying if he loses, his supporters should be really pissed off at that. He's inciting violence. He's saying that the polls are going to be rigged. That is not true. You know, but he's revving up his supporters to do harm at the polls. You know, and this is crazy. So I would think that the polling place throughout America probably should be monitored by police, you know, because you never know when a crazed ass Donald Trump supporter might come there and try to hurt the voters. Anyway, let me put it this way. Early voting is spelling a victory for Hillary Clinton. I mean, early voting has always usually in the past and probably still benefits the Democrats, and Donald Trump is pissed off about that. He's saying they're gonna steal the votes, folks, at the polls. They're gonna steal the votes. Nobody's gonna steal anything. He's revving up his deplorables to incite violence all over the place. And you know, if there was any other presidential candidate who had the baggage that Trump has now, they would have never gotten this far. So this is a making. Donald Trump is a making of the Republican Party. They own him. This is why Donald Trump, when his campaign is totally burned, he's going to take a lot of Republicans with him, because this is going to be a straight down ballot. People are going to vote straight, Democratic. They don't want to They don't want anything to do with Donald Trump, even though they are Republicans. They're level-minded, straight-thinking Republicans, not like Donald Trump Republicans, who are, in my opinion, I agree with Hillary Clinton, deplorables, totally deplorables. Donald Trump is going to lose this, but let's be frank and let's be fair. This could turn his way. You know, because he's fighting tooth and nail. This guy is on the stage yelling at the newspapers. He's yelling at Hillary Clinton. He's yelling at Bill Clinton. He wants fire and brimstone if he doesn't win. The guy is totally unhinged. I think there's something mentally wrong with this guy. You watch him, you listen to what he says. He's looking older. He's 70. He looks like he's 75 because he's gone through so much of this campaign. But he is something else. I don't too much like to mention Donald Trump on the show because I'm not a supporter. Hillary Clinton, she has her baggage, but I think Hillary Clinton would make a much better president than Donald Trump. You know, so that's my take on it. 347-857-1762. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Folks, thanks. It is 6:24 straight up Chicago time, Central Standard Time in the city of Chicago. And it's Donald Trump. He just adds so much. I was telling a Facebook friend, a lot of my friends, that I was going to do a story, not about Donald Trump, but it's going to be fictional, but I'll use some of the things and say some of the things that Donald Trump has said, but I'm not about the women or anything. This is going to be totally made up of fiction because the Ku Klux Klan, they're backing Donald Trump. White supremacists, they're all over the place. Hatred and racism. That's what I'm going to basically write about around this man, you know. And it should be interesting. I'll make it worth your time, worth your reading time once it comes out, if I, you know, get on it, because I've got so much to do. So that's on the back burner, but it's at the forefront of my mind, even though. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, and we've been talking about Donald Trump. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump. And it is not good, folks. It is not good. I mean, he's all over the place. He's everywhere. People are talking about him everywhere. And it's a shame, but it's real. Okay, he's all over Facebook. And a casting call. Maybe that's a casting call in Chicago on October 15th, which is Saturday from this date, Saturday. Maybe we can get there, you know. Oh, yeah, Chris Christie's facing 10 years in prison. Oh, they got him. They're going to get this guy. That's great. He's Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. This guy's as crooked as it comes. He is a surrogate to Donald Trump, and they're finally going to nail his ass for Bridgegate. If you remember back in 2013, he says he didn't, but now they're proving that he had a hand in stopping the traffic on the New Jersey bridge, where thousands and thousands of people were stuck on the bridge and they couldn't go because some guy in some other city or town did not endorse him. So he claims that he didn't have no problem. And I think someone died because of that, because they couldn't get to the hospital in an ambulance because he and his cronies stopped motorists, thousands of motorists on a bridge. And they calling it Bridgegate. And this was in 2013. I remember it well, totally well. And he was defiant in saying that he didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't know anything about it. He's the governor of New Jersey. All the people around him knew about it, but he, the governor, didn't know about it. So we knew that was a lie. He knew all about it. And now it's saying that he, Chris Christie, is facing 10 years in prison as summons issued for misconduct in office. misconduct in office. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie could be facing at least 10 years in prison as a criminal summons has been issued for his misconduct in court related to Bridgegate. They're calling it Bridgegate. So that's a good thing. And I'm pretty sure that the legislature in New Jersey are probably coming up with impeachment credentials for this guy right now to throw him out of office. He's a lap dog. he is truly a lap dog for Donald Trump. And the people of his state, from my understanding, they don't like him. I mean, his poll numbers are in the 20s or the 30s. They don't like him, and they're glad to hear this. And the legislature, they're coming up with the powers to impeach him. There's no doubt about it, and I'm pretty sure that those folks in that state are just overwhelmed, you know, because he is a slob, and he's backing Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you something. If you're backing Donald Trump, you are going to go down with him. We have a governor in the state of Illinois who's a Republican, Bruce Rauner, and he's on television saying that he's going to vote for the Republican nominee, and that Republican nominee is Donald Trump. So he is being in a television ad. He is being put side by side with Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump goes down, Bruce Rauner and his minions goes down. And he can't deny that he doesn't support Donald Trump. He supports Donald Trump. Whether he denies it now, that tape with him saying that he will support Donald Trump will always be there. And the election is about 20-something days away. And this is one of the most craziest election cycles that I've ever been a part of. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Donald Trump and the way this election is going, how nasty it is, how hateful it is, how racist it is, how ridiculous it is. You know, this it's just totally, I don't know. It's just BS. It's just something that And you know that Donald Trump has a hand in the Russians leaking Hillary's emails. Now they're saying that the emails may have been tampered with just to bring Clinton down. And that's a possibility. That's a possibility. But Donald Trump believes everything that's in those emails because they're coming from his friends, the Russians. You know, if you remember a while back, Donald Trump looked into the camera and said, "Hey, Russia, if you're listening, hack her emails, hack her 33,000 emails and let us see what's inside of them." So basically, they've done what he wanted them to do. And when Donald Trump was questioned about this, he said that it was sarcasm, that he was just joking. This man was not joking. Every time he gets caught in something, every time he gets caught saying something stupid, he'll say, "It was just a joke," or "It was sarcasm," or "It was this or that. He didn't mean it." He meant every word of it because he goes back and says the same thing again after he said it was a joke or he didn't mean to say it, or even if he apologizes for something, and he seldom do that, he goes back and just start being Donald Trump all over again. So it's rough. It is rough. And this election cycle, folks, this is the worst I've seen it. I've never seen it this bad. I never seen a candidate come so unhinged like Donald Trump. This guy is a mess. His family should be ashamed of him. I would think maybe they're deplorables just like some of his supporters are. And I don't say that likely. It's what I see. It's what I've heard. You know, a lot of these people, I mean, I've seen one of his supporters walk into one of his rallies saying, "She's a cunt, vote for Trump." And I thought that was, and this guy had three kids and his wife with it. And his wife had that hateful look on her face. A lot of his supporters, I mean, if you look at them, they're hateful looking. They're white supremacists. They racism, and they don't give a damn. They don't care. They don't give a damn what you think. They know what they think, and they're going to vote for Donald Trump no matter what he does, which is awful. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Pop on Block Talk Radio. I'm ranting, folks. On Block Talk Radio, you follow me on Facebook. Follow me on I'm on the Amazon.com. I've written a lot of books and stories up there. Check that stuff out. George Wilder Jr. /author/G Wilder. No, Amazon.com/author/G Wilder. And you can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place because I have to know what's going on in order to present it to you. You may know more about it than I do, but that's okay. Chris Christie is facing 10 years in prison. I'm seeing a picture of him right now, and he looks perplexed. Of course, he's still saying he didn't know anything about it. But when you're the governor of a state, and everybody around your closest advisors, your closest aides, they did this. They're perpetrators of this. And you, their boss, you don't know anything about this. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know, so he's going to jail, or he's going to stand trial, or he could be indicted. But anyway, he has been summoned. And that's a bad thing. And by being summoned, that's going to cause the state of New Jersey to draw up impeachment articles, throwing his fat ass out of office. Oh, my God. The news just never stops, folks. It just never stops. Yeah.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago, and we are helping to make the world a better place, one show at a time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for finding the show, downloading the show, and just having a great time. Here we go.
Donald Trump says here, Donald Trump denounces sexual assault allegations. And I'm quoting, he's saying, look at her. Look at her. Donald Trump lashed out against the women who have come forward to accuse him of sexual assault, calling them horrible people. What he's saying is that they're horrible looking people. Donald Trump has a pinch at the calling people ugly, fat, you know, old. He is saying, look at the way they're looking. I could not be affiliated with these people. I wouldn't kiss. But at that time, they were young. They were young, pretty, and cute. But now that they've gotten old and a little bit weighty, he's talking about them as if he hasn't. That's one of the things I wanted to say. Donald Trump talks about women's weight, and he's just as obese. If you look at him, he's probably wearing a girdle or something to hold in the mountains of fat around his waist. But he's just, you know, I mean, how can he say these things about women? And he looks ridiculous. I guess he figured he's a man, so he can say these things. But, I don't know. But anyway, he is denouncing these women. These women would not come forward. They're not being paid. You know, like the accusers that he brought to the debate, the second debate, the four accusers of Bill Clinton. You know, that was ridiculous. When he brought those four accusers to the debate, he tried to get them out there on the floor, but the debate commission wouldn't let him. I know he was pissed at that, but he brought them to the debate anyway. He paid for them to come. Those accusers of Bill Clinton to come to the debate, he paid him. But these women that are coming out against him, they're not getting paid. They're not being paid. They're coming out against Donald Trump because they didn't like what he did to them. And he did it. He totally did it because he bragged about doing it. He said he did it. But now that it's coming home to roost, he's lying about it and saying it didn't happen. But we all know it did happen. And he's threatened to sue the New York Times because the New York Times broke this story. He threatened to sue the papers for publishing his 1995 tax returns, where it was found out he didn't pay any taxes and he lost $1 billion, almost a billion. These are facts, folks. You know, and as I've said, he's not going to sue anybody, because if he tried to sue someone, take these things to court, it's all going to come out. And he knows it. His lawyers is telling him that. Trump, if you take this to court, if you sue them, the judge is going to want everything to come out. The prosecutors are going to want to see everything, even your taxes. And he is not going to sue them, because he knows that he will be exposed if he does that. And he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do that. So it's just a mess. And this election is a mess. And it's only a few over 20 something days now from this point about the election. And I'm hearing now that the election can be won before November 8th, before election day. It can be won. But Trump is going to charge that it's rigged, as always, that it's not his fault, that he's not to blame, that his problems, his criminal problems, him being a criminal, sexual assault or a rapist or whatever, is not the problem. It's those of us who are against him. That's the problem, which I don't agree with. All right, you've been listening to George Wilder Jr. Show, and we have been talking about what's in the news. You know, this is what this show is all about, making the world a better place. Let me say this. Our fatigue is often caused not by work, but by worry, frustration, and resentment. Let no one steal your joy and dreams, because they will. Let no one steal your hopes and your motivations. Because they will surely try. Believe me, I've been there. I have been there. Okay, well, we're going to do this drum roll. I just love this drum roll. All righty.
Some of the things that keep us dumb. The media, in particular, the local news, 50% of airtime is wasted on previews of the shallow stories that are coming up next. The lead stories are usually the most disgusting and evil things they can dig up for that day. For instance, anything involving black youth will be a top story. Anything involving black youth and violence will be even on top of the top story. Anything involving...
Happening now, breaking news caught on tape. Donald Trump apologizes after an old audio recording emerges of the GOP candidate engaged in a shockingly lewd and profanity-laced conversation about women. Trump brags about groping and seducing them, citing what he calls his star status. How deep is the damage to his campaign? And deadly storm, Hurricane Matthew, inundates parts of the Florida coast with a wall of water. Jacksonville now taking the brunt of the storm, bracing for a life-threatening surge of up to 9 feet. How much damage will the city suffer? We want to welcome our viewers in the United States and around the world.
Every few generations, we Americans are called upon to defend our country, to defend it not so much from foreign dictators or war or terrorism, but from those here who have no commitment to progress or democracy or representative government, no commitment to anything except their own out-of-control minds and the bottomless pits of their egos. Our society has thrown up these people before. Joseph McCarthy, George Wallace, Father Coughlin, Jefferson Davis, Aaron Burr, the Know-Nothings, the Blacklisters, the America Firsters, and we have always thrown them out. And now our generation has its own, the most dangerous individual ever nominated by a major party for the highest office in this country. His base wants few details and fewer facts. They just want to burn it down and blame their failures on the collective other. And Donald John Trump is their demonic messiah in Oompa Loompa's clothing. We must stop him. It is not pleasant. It is not fair that we have to do this, but it is our turn. The average report in this series will ask for about 6 minutes of your time. This one needs nearly three times as much. The text version includes more than 160 links. I encourage you to read and save, because the emperor's new clothes quality to the Trump campaign has survived these 15 months, because as we react to each outrage, our shock and revulsion has been refracted like light through a prism. But these outrages are not separate events, not even a pattern. They are simply Donald Trump. Seen all at once, they and he are horrifying, and you must see them all at once. Thus, in brief, the story so far. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who attacked the Pope, who attacked John McCain for being captured by the North Vietnamese, who attacked Gold Star parents, Khazir and Ghazala Khan, and then juxtaposed their names with the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, who attacked Hillary Clinton as a, quote, bigot, who attacked her as brainwashed, as unhinged, as a monster, as the devil, as the most corrupt candidate ever, showing her face on piles of $100 bills and the Star of David, who attacked her as someone who Second Amendment people should do something about, as someone whose religion we don't know anything about, after he had explained he had never asked God for forgiveness, who attacked President Obama and implied he was a traitor, who attacked him as having been complicit in the Orlando terrorist attack, who attacked him for having lower approval ratings than Vladimir Putin, as if Putin's approval ratings could somehow be trusted, who attacked him as being born in another country, who attacked him as the founder of ISIS, then said that was sarcasm, then said it wasn't sarcasm, then attacked him again as the founder of ISIS, who attacked Carly Fiorina for her face, Hillary Clinton for her non-presidential look, Heidi Cruz for her appearance, Megyn Kelly for having blood coming out of her wherever, Mika Brzezinski as crazy and very dumb, neurotic, not very bright, who attacked the women who accused Roger Ailes of harassment, who attacked the women who choose abortion, and who said there should be punishments, who attacked a New York Times reporter because he had a condition that made his arms look atypical, who attacked Judge Gonzalo Curiel because he was of Mexican descent, who attacked Senator Elizabeth Warren over allegedly lying over her heritage to get into Harvard when she never went to Harvard, who attacked Senator Jeff Flake by saying he will not be reelected this year when Senator Flake is not up for reelection until 2018. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who attacked U.S. troops in Iraq and claimed they stole millions, who has attacked Ted Cruz's father and claimed he was connected to the assassination of President Kennedy, attacked Bill Clinton and claimed he was a rapist, who attacked Mexicans as rapists, bringing drugs and crime, who attacked African Americans and claimed they were all living in poverty with no jobs and schools that were no good, who attacked Harrisburg, Pennsylvania as a war zone, and attacked the United States of America and claimed it is in a, quote, death spiral. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who lied about opposing the war in Iraq when there is a tape of him supporting it, a tape recorded on the first anniversary of 9/11, who lied about opposing the war in Iraq during a speech in which he insisted, I will never lie to you, who lied about $6 million in charitable donations to veterans groups from his telethon, who lied about donating his profits from The Apprentice, about charitable donations from The Celebrity Apprentice, from Trump the Game, and to St. Jude Cancer Center, who lied about a plan to debate Bernie Sanders for charity, who lied about why he would not release his taxes because he was being audited, and then proved himself a liar by saying he would release his taxes if Secretary Clinton released emails, who lied about how much money his father gave him, helping him to get out of college, who lied about sending his private jet to ferry stranded U.S. servicemen, who lied about talking to the Attorney General of Florida, who declined to investigate Trump University after she had been given a campaign donation, who lied about his business in Russia, who lied about meeting Russian President Putin, who lied about offering child care to his employees when it was child care for his hotel guests, who lied about some people wanting a moment of silence for the murderer of five Dallas policemen, who lied about seeing thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11, who lied about 9/11 hijackers sending their wives and girlfriends home to Saudi Arabia, who lied about thousands of Syrian refugee terrorists being secretly admitted to this country, who lied about the Chicago police urging him to cancel a rally, who lied about the Chicago police saying they could solve crime there with tough police tactics, who lied about how there was no drought in California, how he never said Japan should have nuclear weapons, how he opposed the ouster of Egyptian President Mubarak, how the unemployment rate is 42%. Who lied about ISIS making millions a week in selling Libyan oil, who lied about dozens of secret terrorist cases in this country, who lied that a protester who tried to rush onto his stage had ties to ISIS, who lied last May and again last week about refugees entering this country carrying cell phones with ISIS flags on them and phone plans prepaid by ISIS. Can you hear me now? The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who congratulated himself in two tweets and a press release for predicting terrorist attacks like Orlando while bodies still lay in the Pulse nightclub, who congratulated himself after the killing of Dwayne Wade's cousin, who congratulated himself on predicting Brexit, even though 3 weeks earlier he had never heard of Brexit, who congratulated himself on Republican convention TV ratings, even though those for his closing speech were lower than John McCain's, who congratulated himself by disseminating a video showing how much of that speech's total running time was taken up by applause, who congratulated himself on having the world's greatest memory, then 3 weeks later testified in a deposition he had no memory of ever saying that. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who has proposed that Russia or China should enact a Watergate-like hacking of Hillary Clinton's emails, who has proposed banning Muslims from entering this country, then said it was only a suggestion, then proposed it again, whose running mate has proposed banning members of other religions, who has proposed open racial profiling, who has proposed banning people from terror nations, saying, look it up, they have a list. Who has proposed ideological certification for immigrants, who has proposed worse than waterboarding while praising how Saddam Hussein, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un handled protest and terrorism, who has proposed that American civilians be tried by military commissions at Gitmo, who has proposed killing the families of terrorists or suspected terrorists, a man who has proposed teaching mandatory patriotism in school, proposed that his supporters appoint themselves as Election Day voting monitors, proposed making American protection of fellow NATO members COD, whose campaign proposed purging the government of all Obama appointees, proposed avoiding government debt by printing more money, proposed reducing national debt by paying less than we agreed to, proposed forestalling new financial regulations by executive order, and then in the same speech, proposed eliminating some executive orders.
a man who has proposed a wall along the Mexican border to keep out undocumented immigrants, proposed mass deportation of undocumented immigrants, proposed a smaller wall and fewer deportations during a taped TV interview that played at the same moment he was giving a speech in Phoenix, insisting on a larger wall and more deportations. A man who has proposed immediately expelling at least 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants, even though this would be like trying to evacuate the city of Chicago in one day. Proposed immediately expelling any others not convicted but merely accused of a crime. A man who has proposed to enact all this by executive action, bypassing Congress, even though he employed undocumented immigrants himself in the building of Trump Tower, even though those immigrants say he not only knew of them, but hired them personally, you know what, even though his own modeling agency and television shows enabled and employed undocumented immigrants, even though his own wife may have worked here without proper documentation, even though his own grandfather was reportedly not merely a fraudulent emigrant to this country, but was also denied re-entry to Germany because he was a draft dodger. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who claimed he understood the sacrifices of losing a child in war because he had spent money to hire employees, who has claimed he understood prejudice against African Americans because the system is also rigged against him, claimed the election will be rigged against him, claimed the opinion polls are rigged against him, then praised one of the exact same polls when it favored him, claimed he would be leading those rigged polls by 20 points, but for rigged media, claimed Democrats are voting 10 times each, claimed that his crowd in Colorado Springs would have been larger, but the fire marshal was a Democrat, claimed that his speech in Washington would have drawn as many as Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, but that nobody would let them in. A man who has claimed he was his own best foreign policy advisor, claimed that Putin will not go into Ukraine when he had already invaded Ukraine in 2014, claimed the U.S. is paying rent for a military base in Saudi Arabia when the last one there closed in 2003, claimed that to avoid hacking the military should stop communicating on wires and return to messengers. A man who has claimed that any candidate using a teleprompter should be ineligible and then himself began using a teleprompter. Claimed that he does not use notes for speeches during a speech he gave primarily from notes. Claimed he will fix the problems of African Americans and then days later suggested that an African American athlete protesting police shootings should leave this country. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who was revealed to have asked his foreign policy advisors 3 times in 1 hour why this country can't use nuclear weapons if we have nuclear weapons, after having asked a television interview the same question, who was revealed to have not known what the nuclear triad was, a man who is revealed to have been the political beneficiary of fake internet accounts underwritten by the Kremlin, revealed to have improperly sought campaign contributions from foreign nationals, including officials of foreign governments, a man who was revealed to have erased all his emails, including those sought in a lawsuit, for 5 years, revealed to have plagiarized 20 pages in his Trump Institute handbook, revealed to have employed the purported author of his wife's convention speech, which plagiarized part of a speech written for Michelle Obama by Hillary Clinton's former speechwriter, revealed to have said on his 2008 radio show that Hillary Clinton would make a good president, a man who was revealed to have admitted using the pseudonyms John Barron and John Miller while pretending to be his own press spokesman and boasting of his sexual conquests in the 1990s, and revealed to have used the pseudonym John Barron while his company threatened his undocumented workers. Revealed to have telephoned one television network to alert it to something positive being said about him on another television network. A man revealed to have millions in outstanding loans to the Bank of China, revealed to have tried to make investment deals with Muammar Gaddafi, revealed to have once kept a book of Hitler's speeches in a cabinet near his bed. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who has allied himself with his campaign advisor and delegate, who said Hillary Clinton should be shot by firing squad for treason, who has allied himself with another campaign advisor who mused about waterboarding Hillary Clinton, who has allied himself with an African-American pastor who disseminated an image of Hillary Clinton in blackface, who has allied himself with his own son who follows a series of white supremacist Twitter accounts,
a man who has allied himself with at least seven campaign staffers who have disseminated racist and/or violent messages on social media, who has allied himself with a state campaign co-chairman who tweeted, "Lynch Loretta Lynch," who has allied himself with an Illinois Trump delegate who is a white supremacist, a California Trump delegate who is a white nationalist leader, a former personal butler who wrote on Facebook that President Obama should be, quote, hung for treason, a man who has allied himself with three different campaign chiefs, the first who manhandled a woman reporter and then lied about it, the second who was listed to receive $12 million from a pro-Russia political party in Ukraine, the third who has been accused under oath of anti-Semitic comments and domestic violence, a man who has allied himself with a foreign policy advisor accused under oath of anti-Semitic comments, with a New York State co-chair who suggested Khazir Khan supports ISIS and is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, with a close advisor who says a Clinton aide could be a Saudi spy or terrorist agent, a man who has allied himself with a former campaign state chairman accused of drawing a gun on another campaign staffer, with a conspiracy theorist radio host who claims the Newtown school shootings were a hoax, with a political operative so corrupt he was once fired by Republicans for falsifying evidence against Hillary Clinton. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who has offered to pay the legal fees of any supporter who becomes physically violent against a heckler, who encouraged crowd members to harass and threaten a reporter who he called out by name and who then needed Secret Service protection, who accepted a military medal from an audience member and said, "I always wanted to get the Purple Heart, this was much easier," who conducted a news conference to introduce his running mate only to spend the first 25 minutes talking only about himself, whose prominent Latino surrogate warned Mexican immigration would put taco trucks on every corner 4 months after the nominee himself commemorated Cinco de Mayo by tweeting a photo of himself eating from a taco bowl. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who tweeted thanks to singer Billy Joel for dedicating songs to him, never realizing Joel was, by doing so, mocking him, who gave a trade speech in Monessen, Pennsylvania, standing in front of a wall made out of bales of compressed garbage, who bragged during a presidential debate about the size of his genitalia, who gave a TV interview while seated in front of a photograph of himself wearing the same suit, shirt, and tie, who appeared in a joint news conference with the president of Mexico with two bobby pins visible holding his hairdo in place. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president an irresponsible, unrealistic, naive, petulant, childish, vindictive, prejudiced, bigoted, racist, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, fascistic, authoritarian, insensitive, erratic, disturbed, irrational, inhuman individual named Donald John Trump. This is madness.
Any you questions? Telling me? You telling me? All right, that's the great Keith Olbermann. He used to be on the staff of MSNBC. They got rid of him because he's totally liberal. Okay. this guy, I mean, this is one of my favorite television hosts. And I try to listen to him all the time because he's dead on the money. And I hope you liked him. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll play it on my show every now and then. It's a clip. So, and hopefully maybe one day he can actually be on the show. So that was Keith Olbermann. And I'm proud to say that that was Keith Olbermann. Okay, I want to say that Bob Dylan, one of my favorite singers and songwriters of all time, has just received the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, I was surprised. You know, I was surprised, but I don't think anybody anywhere deserves it more than the great Bob Dylan, who is out as I speak, touring all over the place. Still doing it at the age of maybe 76, 77 years old, still doing it and still cranking out those great, great songs that he writes. He's been writing for, I mean, decades, I mean, long decades, since 1961. And a lot of that stuff is so damn good. I mean, it's unbelievable. A lot of his songs are just great. I want to call off a few of them. I mean, Blowing in the Wind. This is some of some of the songs that he's recorded, some of his greatest songs. All right, they're blowing in the wind. Don't think twice. It's all right. The times, they are changing. It ain't me, babe. Maggie's Farm. Great. It's all over now, baby blue. Mr. Tambourine Man. Subterranean Homesick Blues. Like a Rolling Stone. Positively 4th Street, which is one of my favorites. I mean, I used to listen to Positively 4th Street, and it was just like calling my name, you know. I mean, I was just so enthralled at the writing of this. I mean, and he belted it out so great. Positively 4th Street. And not just Positively 4th Street, just about everything he sang back then was just great. Even if it's not on a part of his greatest hits, doesn't mean that it's not a Bob Dylan song. It's not a great song. You know, Lay, Lady, Lay. If not for you, I shall be released. You ain't going nowhere. I like the way he titles his songs. You know, he's one of the great artists, and nobody deserves this no better than Bob Dylan. His actual name is Robert Zimmerman. I'm sorry, Robert Zimmerman. He changed his name to Dylan, which is fine. Which is fine. Okay, Bob Dylan wins the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature. The singer and songwriter was recognized for new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. He is the first American to win since the novelist Toni Morrison. So Toni Morrison won the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe, back in 1993. You know, and Bob is just, I mean, no one can deserve it as better as Bob. Bob will go down in history as one of the greatest songwriters in modern history. And I want to say congratulations to Bob Dylan. You know, Mr. Dylan has always placed himself on the literary continuum. The Nobel Committee finally awarded him for that bold move. Dylan the writer. He is one of the greatest writers in general in modern history. Dylan is among the most authentic voices the nation has ever produced. I mean, he is, and he's, like I said before, folks, Bob is still out there. He's touring the U.S. Maybe he's touring the world, but he's still out there at his age. You know, I mean, I've heard negative things currently that he lost his voice, he can't sing, he sounds horrible. But you got to realize something. Bob Dylan is Bob Dylan. They said the same thing about Elvis Presley during his last days or his last month, that he's gotten fat, he lost his voice, you know. But people still went to see Elvis because he was Elvis. They didn't care about him gaining weight. They went to see Elvis Presley. His voice was gone. And a little bit, you know, I mean, as you age, things go, but that doesn't stop you from being who you are. That doesn't mean that fans have to get up and turn their backs on you. You still the person. Bob is still Bob. Elvis was still Elvis. You know, Chuck Berry still Chuck Berry. I mean, these singers, they get old. I mean, they get older. 70s, 80s, 90s, they're still the same person. They may not be able to do a lot of the things they've done when they were younger, and that's understandable, but they're still themselves. So Bob has gotten a lot of criticism at some point. Some of his new stuff is, you know, some of Bob Dylan's new stuff sounds so melancholy. It sounds sad. It sounds like he's... But he is Bob Dylan. And if you want Bob Dylan, hey, go back to the 60s, which was some of the greatest songs that he's produced, some of the greatest songs. They still stand up today. You know, I'm not a fan. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I am not a fan of the music of 2016 or 2017. I'm not a fan of this music today. Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, you can, you know, I'm just not. I'm an old school guy. I mean, I understand. I mean, the young people of today, this is all they have. So this is what they do. And I do understand that the music business, the CD business, the sales are down drastically. I mean, people don't buy songs or records like they used to do in the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s and 70s, even the 80s. You know, record sales are down. I mean, I mean, with the advent of the computer, you can download a song in a minute, you know. And I am not a child of what's going on today. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I mean, if I'm going to listen to music, it's going to be old school music, something. I do think, this is just my opinion, I do think that some of the music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even 90s is better than what we have today. I really do. I mean, you had of the 80s, you had the love songs, right? In the 60s, you had the soul songs, James Brown, Jackie Wilson, you name it, the Temptations, Edward Starr. Well, some of these songs are still being played. And you jazz, you had Quincy Jones, you have George Benson, some of my favorites. Jazz, I still love jazz, even though jazz is completely irrelevant today when it comes to music, when it comes to recording and seeing jazz on television. What you see now on television, The Voice, The American Idol, and all this kind of stuff, America's Got Talent, you don't see jazz musicians, you don't see soul singers, you don't see anything, because America has gotten past that, because I think America wanted to get past those things. So, you know, I totally welcome this. And I want to say Bob is listening, Bob Dylan is listening to me, or someone who's listening to me that can get this message out to Bob Dylan. I want to say congratulations to Bob Dylan, one of my favorite all-time, excuse me, one of my favorite all-time writers and entertainers. And I want to say that this is great. As you know, Bob he's done protest songs, civil rights songs. He's done songs for Hurricane, the movie which Denzel Washington starred in. And congratulations to Bob Dylan. There's no doubt about that. All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. All righty. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me right here. I'm all over the place. We're going to do this and we'll be right back.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, as I've said, Donald Trump is back at it. He is back at it. He never gives up. There's always something going on in his campaigns. He's saying something that's going to make the news cycle. Right now, I'm looking at him at one of his rallies, and he is dead fast on. He won't give up. Okay, Trump lashes out at his accusers as horrible, horrible liars. You know, and the thing about it, he's saying his accusers are liars. But Trump has said he does those kinds of things that his accusers are accusing him of. There's evidence of him admitting these acts. There's evidence of him admitting it. He was once a pageant owner. He walked in on girls getting dressed. They were half naked or plumb naked. And he walked in on them. And a lot of them felt, he said he did. He said, I went in to inspect. He said it in an amusing way. Inspect means what? To look, gaze, you know, touch these women. So if anybody is lying, it's Donald J. Trump. And his supporters are eating it up. They are even stronger. They're standing even stronger and more steadfast with their candidate than ever before, because they're figuring that it's the establishment that's trying to bring Donald Trump down. The only person that is bringing the only person that's bringing Donald Trump down is Donald J. Trump himself. That's it. Donald Trump is bringing himself down. You're not doing it. I'm not doing it. The establishment is not doing it. The Republicans are not doing it. Independents, Democrats. Donald Trump is bringing himself down. And he's trying to lie and bullshit his way out of it because he's a con man. I mean, Donald Trump looks like Hitler. He looks like a dictator. He looks like a monster up there controlling his flock, telling them to commit violence at the polls, telling them that it's going to be they're cheating. Hillary and Paul Ryan are in cahoots together against him. You know, he wants these crazy, uneducated, doofus people that support him to commit violence. They couldn't commit violence on a bug crawling across the floor. They're a lot of mouth. That's all they are. They're full of hate. They're full of racism. And they're a lot of mouth. They can't do a damn thing but vote for him. And early voting has started already, and it's against Donald Trump. People are voting in droves. And a majority of the time, early voting benefits Democrats. So Hillary has a good lead in terms of early voting. But don't get your hopes up too high, because this guy could muscle in on that. He could. The things that are alleged against Donald Trump, any other candidate wouldn't have not gotten this far. They would have not gotten this far. Donald Trump lies about things that are facts. He lies about things that are true. He does things and then he turns around and he lies and say he does. Donald Trump has been lying since the day one that he started this campaign. And we know it because there's been so many fact checkers. And we know it because it's all on tape when he says he didn't say it or it didn't happen. It's right there with him saying it. He doesn't know anything about government. He doesn't know nothing about foreign policy. He doesn't know anything about the economy. He doesn't know anything about birth control or women's rights or health care. He's just winging it. He doesn't talk about policy. He doesn't talk about issues. He doesn't talk about what he's going to do for you or me once he gets in the office. He talks about sending Hillary to jail. That's what he talks about. He talks about he didn't do it. That's what he talks about. He talks about inciting violence. This is what he talks about. He's not going to sue anybody, because no matter what you do, put it this way, if Donald Trump was going to sue somebody, we would have heard it by now. Donald Trump files lawsuit against the New York Times for releasing his 1995 taxes or for bringing his accusers and saying that he touched people, he would have done it already. He knows he's not going to do it because it would expose him. It would expose him to the world because he would have to submit his taxes. He would have to turn his taxes over. That's why he didn't file those taxes. That's why he didn't file that lawsuit against newspapers and outlets releasing his taxes. He could have filed a suit. He even threatened to, but he knows that filing a suit would expose him to the world and would have to release his taxes because a judge would tell him to. And he's not going to file a suit against the New York Times for digging up these two women who are accusing him of sexual assault. The New York Times said they've done their story. They researched this. They carefully researched everything these ladies told them before they, published their stories. He said, so Donald Trump doesn't have a leg to stand on. If he tries suing them for this, if he tries suing the New York Times for this story, he's going to lose because he's going to be exposed. And his presidency will be over. I'm thinking right now that his presidency is over and he's looking more like Hitler. He's looking more like a dictator. He's looking mean, vile, and just says Donald in most circles, the guy is hated. A lot of people just can't stand him. He's hated. The only people that love him are his dumb supporters. And I don't say that lightly. I only say that because I have seen what they are. I have heard what they are. And it's awful. It is totally awful. Okay, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Twitter. I'm all over the place. Check me out online on Amazon.com. And I don't know. Enough of Donald Trump. Okay, the Cubs. The Cubs, the magnificent Cubs, the wonderful Chicago Cubs, the baseball team, they are on their way, in my estimation, they're on their way to the World Series, folks. The Cubs, this is a great young team. They're very talented. They're very confident, and they're very, very good. They are awesomely good. Even if they do not make the World Series, I mean, they're still great and they're still awesome. But I've got a feeling they are, because this is the second round of playoffs coming up, I believe, this Saturday. When I say this Saturday, I'm talking about the 15th, the 15th from the day of this live show. If once you podcast the show, it might be a later date, but they're talking about Bob Dylan. I'm seeing video of him when he was very, very young, from a book called or a documentary called No Direction Home. He always had that distinguished look, that distinguished voice. I mean, he was like 23 years old and sounded like he was 53. But the songs were great. The writing was great. And Bob Dylan is great. I want to say one more time, I think Bob Dylan deserves that Nobel Peace Prize. And as I've said before, he is totally, totally, even Stevie Wonder. I mean, he is and always has been a fan of Bob Dylan. Stevie even recorded a few songs that Bob Dylan made famous. And at one time, I think Stevie said that Bob Dylan influenced him to change from singing love songs to singing songs of protest. And Bob Dylan has been an influence on a whole generation of people. And I want to say once again, congratulations to Bob Dylan on winning the Nobel Peace Prize of 2016.
Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven never saw. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a claw. Heaven help us all.
They are now asking the Trump campaign. They're now asking that more women from Bill Clinton's past come forward with allegations of sexual assault against Bill Clinton. That's the same thing. That reminds us what Trump said a day ago. If there's any more tapes coming out accusing him of sexual harassment, he's going to be bringing up more sexual harassments against Bill Clinton. And this is dumb because Bill Clinton paid a price for his actions. He was impeached. And secondly, Bill Clinton is not running for president. His wife is. So all of this, they're trying to smear Hillary Clinton with Bill Clinton, is just not going to work. And when you tell these fools that Bill Clinton has already been impeached for this, you tell these fools, the president, they don't listen. They don't care. They're just trying to retaliate some kind of way. Bill Clinton's actions are nowhere near Donald Trump's actions. Nowhere near. And I don't think anybody else is going to come out and say Bill Clinton groped me. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. All right, you've been listening to George Wilder Jr. Show. We're just about off the air. I'm going to be off the air for 3 or 4 days. We've got things to do, folks, but we will be back here on Monday through Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7:30, 8 o'clock if we need to be. So I hope you guys join me next week. Thanks for listening to the George Wanda Jr. Show. Thanks for podcasting. Bye-bye, everybody.
The protests against the kind of state